Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. And welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this November the 23rd on the West Coast and November the 24th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to also welcome those listening around the world, and I'm hearing that the numbers are just exploding on Wind Talkers Radio Network. And want to welcome all you folks for joining us so late in the evening, especially if you're in the States. Of course, if you're in Australia, g'day, and New Zealand as well. We have a lot of listeners in Russia, the Ukraine, throughout Europe. That audience is growing exponentially, Central and South America as well. Welcome, everyone. And those friends up north in Canada, we appreciate you tuning in as well. I got information that our numbers are absolutely off the charts around the world, that the show is becoming extremely popular, and primarily because our guests bring the truth to the table. Might be something different from what you're used to listening to, but nonetheless, we do our best. We do get fooled. Sometimes we even make mistakes. But we correct them when we can, and tonight we're going to be doing our best to point out to you the truth about some current events that have taken the consciousness of, especially of the internet viewing audience, over. And we want to dispel some of the rumors and point out some facts to back up what we're going to be saying. First of all, I think as it's becoming a theme, and I've mentioned this on previous shows, people kind of like the message in some of the music that I'm playing, and Thomas Dolby is no different. In fact, if you were to listen to this, you could definitely see that this is a reflection of our children. Today, this album came out almost 20 years ago. When you think about that, the words apply perfectly to what's going on today about our culture, about people's perception, and how that might look if you were out in space looking down upon us, as the United Galactic Federation Galaxy of Hendon likes to do. And that is a group of 574, soon to be 575 planets that are working together throughout this galaxy to bring some sanity to worlds like the Earth, where everything is just total corruption, chaos, psychopathy, and lies. And we're debunking those, and even this song kind of opens you up to think about the way we really are from the eyes of a musician. This is Pulp Culture.
A disease that is sweeping our country.
Pulp, P-U-L-P.
And it is poisoning the minds of our young people to be.
Dolby for teaching us about pulp culture. With that, I'd like to bring on tonight's guest. I hope you enjoyed that song. I think it's a powerful message, really. You really got to pay attention to the words. But it's it shows that even England's got funk. We want to thank Thomas Dolby for that contribution to Evident Footprints tonight. Tonight's guest is a chemtrail opposition researcher. And he is also a polymer chemist. And when this Gulf incident took place 6-7 months ago, he was in the forefront of bringing a solution to the table. Of course, the powers that be didn't want a solution because they have to set us up for a cap and trade. And we talked about this topic on some other shows tonight. We're going to tackle somewhat of a different topic. And first, I want to bring him on board to say hello. And I welcome to Evident Footprints, Dr. Michael Castle. Dr. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, good evening, Don. And I'm excited about being on your show. You know, it's not every day that one has an opportunity to say hello to the entire world, because of your listenership and to the galaxy of Hendon. Hey, everybody. Hello from Dr. Michael Castle. I'm on Don Nikoloff's show. And I sincerely mean that.
Well, it's true. It's true. And I rejoice in that. I'm proud of the guests that I have on the show. They contribute to those numbers. So we're getting the message out. That's what's happening. The world is awakening. And let's pray that it continues to awaken. Dr. Mike, I want to bring up a topic that has been in the news, of course. It's interesting that two KCBS, or I should say CBS affiliates, KCBS in Los Angeles and WCBS in New York, both reported separate incidents of what we're going to talk about tonight. Just to my knowledge, those were the only two mainstream news agencies that actually reported anything about missiles being fired. One north of Santa Clarita or Santa Catalina Island, misspoke, in California, and the other one somewhere on the East Coast in the vicinity of New York. That hasn't made the rounds like the story that we're going to talk about tonight. But I have a clip that I would like to play, about 4 minutes, almost 4.5 minutes long. And it talks about this story. And I want to get to the bottom of some of what's being said here. Let's put it this way. I'll preface playing the video by saying I do not agree with what is in the content of this, but I'm going to play the audio portion for the listeners. Here we go.
Joseph Farah is the founder of WorldNet Daily. According to Joseph Farah's G2 Bulletin, in an article dated November 19th, 2010, experts are now saying that the mystery contrail off the California coast last week was from a Chinese missile. And of all things, that the muted response thus far was a decision made by the president himself. And that U.S. Navy anti-submarine warfare sensors apparently failed again. And on top of this, experts are speculating that the Pentagon is working with the media to orchestrate a cover-up of the entire affair. Farah's report says this, that the U.S. Defense Department and North American Aerospace Defense Command have speculated publicly that the unidentified contrail of a projectile simply came from a jet airplane and posed no security threat to the United States. But, Farah reports, several experts are now raising provocative and disturbing questions about the government's official response. Two governmental military experts with extensive experience working with missiles and computer security systems have examined the television video and conclude that the mysterious contrail originating some 30 miles off the coast near Los Angeles did not come from a jet airliner. But rather, they say, the exhaust and the billowing plume emanated from a single-source nozzle of a missile, probably made in China. They further suggest the missile was fired from a submerged Chinese nuclear submarine off America's coast, and point out that the timing of the alleged Chinese missile shot coincided with an increasing confrontation between the U.S. and China, and was likely meant to send a message to Washington. Indeed, the Federal Aviation Administration documents that there were no aircraft flying in the area at that time, the night of November the 8th, Farah's report says. A former U.S. Air Force fighter pilot and commander of an F-15 squadron and an F-16 wing, Brigadier General Jim Cash was assigned to NORAD as an assistant director of operations and is fully knowledgeable of NORAD procedures. Here is what he says. The question that still must be answered is why NORAD's muted response was simply that North America was not threatened, and later our government approved the lame excuse that the picture recorded was simply an aircraft leaving a contrail. He went on to say, there is absolutely no doubt that what was captured on video off the coast of California was a missile launch, was clearly observed by NORAD, assessed by a four-star general in minutes, and passed to the president immediately. Cash continued with this ominous warning. We must question the timing of this shot across our bow. The president was abroad being diplomatic, which means trying to placate China. And in this astounding admission, Wayne Madsen, a former naval officer who has worked at the National Security Agency and the Naval Data Automation Command, said the inability to pick up what he described as a Chinese Jin-class submarine-launched ballistic missile isn't the first time U.S. Navy anti-submarine warfare sensors have failed. Madsen, who today is an investigative journalist, said the Pentagon is working, quote, overtime with the media and on the internet to cover up the latest debacle. However, even some reporters who cover the Pentagon full-time are beginning to question the Pentagon's version of events over the skies west of Los Angeles. Dr. Lyle J. Rapicki of Sentinel Intelligence Services, LLC, said that the contrail incident off the Los Angeles coast is fraught with peril due to the defense systems and protocols in place that should have detected the alleged submarine. Dr. Rapicki said, the decision to officially announce that North America was not threatened and all the excitement was due to an aircraft leaving the contrail is a decision that reaches beyond the four-star general level and goes directly to a decision made by the commander-in-chief.
Now, Dr. Tassel, I appreciate you standing by while I played that clip for the audience. I don't know if you were familiar with that, but there are several points that I'd like to discuss, but first I want to get your comments.
Well, that came your first comment when you opened up about CBS. Yeah, that's not strange at all. We've known that there's been a force involved with that particular broadcast station, and it goes way far back. I don't call him Walter Concrete for nothing, but, it's just that there's this ominous, flavor and smell of a false flag event. That's what it was triggered to do, was in fact think, immediately sway everybody's, let's just say conscious, opinion about China as being a threat. There's a threat here. Here's the threat. There's a threat. It's Chinese. And they all play along in the combination of events that makes it mysterious, but at the same time, well, we don't have any. So they're just a bunch of doofuses at the Pentagon, which they may be to some degree. But I know there's a lot of at the Pentagon that are not doofuses. And hopefully they'll come forward and speak up about this event because it goes so much deeper than the surface here, and what Madsen and let's say in company, what they're trying to solicit here as nothing more than a absolute abhorrence for China, and that is to trigger a war. That's my opinion, but I think that's exactly what this to do. And in the meantime, it completely, Don, obfuscates the truth of what that really was. Was it a missile?
I say no. To be specific, to answer your question specifically, no. We were shown some file film. We were shown an archive of something, of another event. And it was touched up quite a bit, too. No one mentioned anything about the totally orange night sky.
Right.
You saw that.
Yeah, when you pointed that out, did anybody else see this completely orange horizon sky, clouds, anything orange? Oh, that's the sunset? No, that's not the sunset. That's something else. I don't know what it is, but you did point that out. And what a grand question that is. But see, we're not supposed to notice things like that, Don.
Well, it's thinking outside the box and just looking at everything that's there. And, you know, you can turn the sound off and just look at the pictures. And what do the pictures say? Well, it looks like it might be a missile. I find it interesting that the FAA and the Air Force, the night or the day after this event occurred, had come out and made the statement that there was no missile launch, and they didn't have an explanation. Then they came out and said that there was a commercial airliner that was the cause of that. Now, coming out of the ocean.
they brought in their experts, all these academia and astronomy, all these, they just came out of the woodwork and just kept denouncing that it was not a missile launch. It was some type of apparent, almost like a mirage, if you will. You know, I mean, that's on the approach to San Diego or San Francisco, whatever. Well, no, Los Angeles. That's the ocean approach to the outward bound and inward bound at the same time. And they kept saying that this, in fact, was just a contrail. It happens all the time. I was just amazed at these bunch of wooden ducks that came out of the woodwork.
Out of the ocean now.
Now we're coming out of the ocean.
Yeah. They also came back afterwards and made a comment this commercial airplane, they were unaware of it. Now they're denying there was a commercial airplane. Now they're saying it's a missile. There was a second report from the East Coast several days later where WCBS, and I heard that broadcast, made the comment that there was a missile launched over the East Coast. Now, we have two different stories. One has film, and they're saying the Air Force said, first of all, that there were no missile launches, yet there is evidence that there was a launching of a missile to deliver an Italian satellite earlier that day. Then they said there were no aircraft in the air at the time of the sighting. Well, then how did the chopper take the pictures if there were no aircraft in the air? And why is it a mainstream media chopper? And why is the mainstream releasing this secret film out? They want us to see it. They want us to think along a certain line. Now, if I may make a comment, Mr. Madsen, who was praised for his journalism, ripped off my The Three Stooges Go to Washington, parts 3 through 7, and came out with an article about the bow-legged Mac Daddy usurper in Washington, and claimed it as his own work. I presume he was referring to me when he said a reputable source, or a reliable source. And I'm going to read, and I announced this on a couple of shows, by the way. I let people know that that he had done this, and many of my listeners and readers let him know. Of course, he became famous with this story because he was on a few shows with the Texas Loudmouth. And you listeners out there know who I mean. I got a letter, actually, which was sent to Rents.com by Ken Adachi. And Ken doesn't know I'm reading this. I don't think he would mind because he's telling the truth. He says, "Hi, Jeff. I just took this story off your website," and that's Rents.com, "Obama's Hawaii connection." And there's a link there. And it says, "It's a Wayne Madsen, quote, report, unquote, on Obama's family and Hawaii connection that was virtually stolen from Don Nikoloff's original research. Don broke this story over 2 years ago with a 7-part series titled The Three Stooges Go to Washington. Madsen doesn't mention the name of Don Nikoloff even once. He only refers to a reliable source as if he was breaking the story. Every major bullet point in Madsen's piece was taken from Don's writings. He even lifts a photo from Don's original lengthy expose. Madsen is a thief, plain and simple. Just ask Don." And then he said, "Don didn't ask me to send this, by the way. Regards, Ken." So we have something here that disputes the character of that individual as a journalist. And he's known to have worked for Navy intelligence and the NSA. So you really think this is the truth coming out from those agencies as to what's really going on here? Remember, we have to have problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic. And this is that extra little something that that leaves a question. But I can assure you that had a chopper from the mainstream media filmed what they're saying now is a Chinese missile from a Chinese nuclear submarine, if it had any truth to it, do you think they would let them show that on national television? I doubt it, seriously. And put it on the internet as well. I doubt it. Any comments you'd like to make, Dr. Mike?
No, I just I was thinking of what you had said about the about Madsen. In fact, that's even lower than plagiarism. I think you titled it correctly as theft. Yeah, he did. He stole all that. But just look at the man's background, you know. And if anybody can believe a word of somebody who's a liar, I mean, we've got a king liar. We got king liars in the White House right now. And this just adds to the pile. So, no, I think, and I was very appropriate for Ken Adachi, in fact, to write Jeff Renz, because he is a good vocal piece.
Dr. Mike, can you adjust your microphone just a little bit, please? It's a little bit bassy.
A little bit bassy?
That's better. It wasn't Count Basie, though.
Well, anyways, Don, I just wanted to reiterate that that there's no question that, in fact, somebody took something that you've done a lot of research on. But in this day and age, that's not unusual at all. I mean, and if someone's with NSA, they've got this, it's just that dirty little imperceivable trick of being able to use you as a resource, not naming you, of course, but using you as a resource and then twisting the story to fit their scenario. That orange sky reminded me more of a theater than it did anything.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it look like the pictures of Mars?
It's just like a theater, yes. Yeah. It was just so, well, it was classic that it was a false flag event. And I think that's the message that should go forward. It was a false flag event. Just look at the players. Look at the stupor. Look at the things that make no sense whatsoever. But you're not supposed to notice that, ladies and gentlemen. You're supposed just to listen to the effluent, not the mainstream. That's effluence talking to you, not the mainstream. We're the mainstream.
Well, they want to paint us as crazy. We have this TSA story. And this is kind of interesting because you have all these complaints about people that now know how dangerous these scanners are, that they're shooting out massive amounts of radiation way beyond what's safe for a person at any given time, let alone spread out over a period of time. It would still be dangerous.
Right.
And people are opting out of that. And so now they're forced to be manhandled in a very grotesque way, what mirrors assault. Now, the mainstream media is reporting this, too. But there's a spin to this because they're saying, well, this protects us from terrorists.
Yes.
Doesn't protect you from the government. They're the terrorists.
They always follow in with that line. But this is what keeps us safe, boys and girls. Little people. And see, I just can't stand somebody talking to me like that. I mean, it's just so condescending. It's like, you fool, you don't know that you should, in fact, go ahead and do this, even though that radiation is of the level that is going to eventually give you at least mammary cancer if you're a female, or in fact, it's going to destroy your lymph nodes in your upper part of your body. Whatever else, in fact, occurs because of that is insignificant. Because we're going to harm you in some way, or just don't fly. Well, then again, there's another theater of the government wanting to take over the airlines. And, you know, hey, you know, it worked for General Motors, didn't it? Well, but see, they also control all movement of us humans made in God's image kind. It controls all of us. And, in fact, gives us diseases that, in fact, that they'll cut, poison, or burn, one of the three, take your pick, and make a lot of money off of that. So we're nothing more than a fodder for them to play with and to maim. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this again. The TSA, whatever acronym you would like to make for that, these beings are not really all human. Oh, can't believe that. No, they're not. They're of a species. They're troglodytes. Just look at them. Just look at these beings. They, in fact, have nothing more than they crave what they're doing to you. That's harming you in some way.
Sounds like the name of a candy bar.
Troglodytes?
Yeah. You
know, that's like that stuff that pops in your mouth.
Or some kind of candy. Yeah.
Well, anyways, Don, don't want to go on too much about that, but just look at the set of circumstances that's set up here, you know?
I agree with you 100%. I said that on Drew Rain's show yesterday. This is a pretext to take over the airline industry. And look at the put options, folks. Just keep an eye on the put options. Watch and see if any big money's being laid out on the table to predict that the airlines are going to take a dump. And I think you'll see that we may be on to something here.
Well, they've done the same thing with the Gulf disaster, Don. You and Truot and a number of others, in fact, reported this. The scenario is just masterfully perfect for what really happened. Everything fits to those things that you have wrote and talked about. Well, but apparently a lot of people really didn't care about the amount of money that was made on put options just before the disaster happened. So then again, the warnings, in fact, were put out there. Look, this is what they've done. They did make this money. They've made killings.
Literally.
It didn't make enough, literally, but it didn't make much difference because it's still going on. And yes, they did, in fact, keep me completely out of the loop in cleaning anything up in the Gulf disaster. And now I've got evidence of that, by the person that was trying to negotiate with one of them in Chicago, you know, Dr. Brooks. This guy's with the green that in, the same company that we've talked about here recently, but not the air division, but it was with Evergreen Environmental. It's the same bunch of pirates, mm-hmm. The same bunch of criminals.
Well, yeah, and that's Evergreen is CIA.
Exactly. This is all black ops, every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what went on down there. And it took out one-third of the entire subtropical ecosystem, and they're still at it.
Mm-hmm. Now.
So believing this here, in fact, should be a kind of a cinch because you really haven't revealed yet what you believe that this really was. If it wasn't a missile launch, if it wasn't a commercial aircraft with trails just coming out of the ocean, I mean, you know, come on now. Give us a break. We've got to make up a lie here that you guys at least be tempted with.
Well, I know that.
But I know you've got something to say beyond that.
People saw flying discs come out of the ocean. Okay, there's an underwater base to the north of Santa Catalina Island.
And there were photographs of that, by the way.
Yeah.
The craft coming out of the ocean.
Yes.
It being in the same proximity as that. Whatever was being fired out of the ocean.
So this missile story is damage control. And now that they got everybody's attention, now they're going to tell you it's China. They're going to try to push us into, you know, some confrontation. And you've got this happening now between North Korea and South Korea. This is all being provoked by design.
The classic false flag scenario.
Yes. This is and we've got everybody talking about a missile. There was no missile launched, and they know that. They said there wasn't, okay? We have to believe them that they told us the truth the first time. Then they said it was a commercial airliner came out of the ocean. Okay? We had to believe that. Then they said there was nothing, okay? But why all the hoopla if it was nothing? Why does this story change? This is the most powerful military on the planet, and they don't know the answers to these things? Come on. This is a black op psyop on the people in the United States and the rest of the world. That's all it is. Now, I want to segue into another topic, and I think, you know, this is such a heavy topic already. I want to give the listening audience a chance to sort of digest that, if you will. And I'm going to play a song that Vanessa Williams and Brian McKnight did some years ago for a TV show. This song was too good for that show, I think. And the message in this song speaks for itself.
Thank you.
I think that song says it all. What's lacking here is love. What's going to empower humanity to overcome all this evil is really love. Now, what kind of love are they bestowing on us with chemtrails and Dr. Mike?
What kind of love are they instilling us with chemtrails? You know, it's become so much is that I actually laugh at that word anymore because it is virtually meaningless to a lot of people, and ones you love. They still, in fact, refuse to acknowledge that something like that could be going on. Then I look at most of those, in fact, that just won't hear of it, and I find that they work for the government, or they're lawyers, or there's some other professional, a doctor, or those, and so it just, it's beyond me to understand why they, in fact, won't listen to very common sense from people that, in fact, they're not experts. You know, I'm not an expert. X is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure, and I'm neither one of those. So when it comes to this thing here, I've just been saying the same thing for over 10 years, Don, starting on Art Bell's show back in the year 2000. I've just been saying the same thing, and I'm not going to change my tune. Now I know who, in fact, is behind all of this. So, in fact, I'll continue my battle to, in fact, to extinct out something from our vocabularies called chemtrails. That's my mission. That's my passion in life. No, I've got a background that involves polymer chemistry and paints and coatings and adhesive. I've done that all my career, but I've graduated into natural things. Nothing synthetic, nothing artificial, all natural things. So, in doing so, I've developed a couple of methodologies and techniques that are very effective in reversing these things called chemtrails. But I also have my sword in the air to stop the chemtrails, and I'm not going to give up because it's going to be love, the love of the breathable air column and that which gives this earth life. The breathable air column is going to be a no-fly zone for any type of chemical agents, period. Biological, anything is not going to be sprayed into this atmosphere, period. That's, in fact, that will be my love for this world, is the love for an azure blue sky that has no chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Or it's something that's going to hurt me, or let's just say other living life forms on this earth. Well, that's what love. Can you get love out of chemtrails? Well, yeah. I just love for them to go away. How about you?
I love to call the sylphs and have them eat them. and I want to talk about something else because along these same lines, I've announced on past shows, and you and I and some others have discussed this reality that chemtrails were being mitigated by the United Galactic Federation. They had about 1,000 ships around the planet, and they were neutralizing them. And all of a sudden, the formula changed. And I noticed it the first time. They started spraying a different color in the sky. It was leaving a footprint, evident footprints, actually, it was leaving. but it was a different color. It wasn't this white with virtually no color at all, and it was a dark color. You could see that there were a lot of heavy metals contained within it, and I got a report on all the things that were in there, including human red and white blood cells and three types of bacteria. Now, what that has to do with global warming or saving of the ozone layer because of all the jet traffic, I don't know. That's beyond me. It's obvious that they're trying to make a lot of people sick around the world. This is what's going on right now. So they've changed the formula, but the new formula is being worked on. And in the meantime, I've talked about what they call cloud busting is actually just focusing your energy and causing a cloud to disappear. And I did that many, many years ago with contrails. Now, we're not talking about chemtrails. Way up in the sky. And just like I could do the clouds. Looking at a cloud, and I tell you which cloud I'm going to cause to disappear. Hey, there's a lot of people that know how to do that. I'm not the only one. And there's an extension of this now because I was so darn mad. We had a full moon over the weekend, and they sprayed a huge X in the sky at night right underneath the moon. And X is their symbol for Satan. So when you see these X's in the sky, they're just putting their satanic mojo out there in the breathable airspace. Now, I got mad, and I said, how dare you do this? And I just stared at this thing for about 5 seconds. When I got to a turnoff from the freeway to make another turn, I had to stop, and I looked up in the sky, and it was gone. And this was one of the largest chemtrail patterns I'd seen in a long time. The thickness of it from the inception of spraying it was all gone. And I was told that the technology that's used to mitigate it puts off the same kind of energy that I was putting out. So we can do that, but we have to work on it. We have to come from a place from the heart of love. This isn't destruction. This is about putting the love out that causes the evil to dissipate, because that's all it is. Your comments, Dr. Mike.
Well, the same thing is true with weather patterns and weather and systems, such as we've got coming across the plains right now that went through where Dr. Odd is at, and hopefully he fared well and stayed warm and sounded okay this evening. But, you know, we can, in fact, love those people enough in our hearts that we just can just put in your mind for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, just a very warm hand just pushing this off. Well, I was going to say push it off on Ontario, but wait a minute. You know, there's people I know in Ontario, too. Yeah. But, you know, just in fact being able to stop the energy of the blizzard, take that down, put some little bit warmer air coming over the Siberian Arctic, in fact, into this air, because this is what they're doing. They're manipulating all this extreme cold, super cooled atmosphere, and they're blanketing it all the way down through coming in from the northwest of the United States. This is exactly what's going on right now. We can will this, in fact, to lose its energy. You don't have to will it any special place, just with love, at like Don, like just what you're saying. Just, in fact, will this, in fact, to lose its tenacious blizzard energy, those things that freeze and kill.
On a past show, Dr. Mike, you and I talked about some of the storms that were coming over our state.
Right.
And I told you what was going to happen to the storm. And we talked about this somewhat and sort of laughed about it. You got to hear the weather report on that storm and the reaction of the meteorologist. Would you share that with the listening audience? Remember, I said half the storm is going to go to the north and half of it's going to go to the south.
Well, you know, the storm was, in fact, coming right up, right down your alley, put it that way. It was coming right down your alley, and I was watching it on NBC4 Lifetime Radar. I had the TV on in the other room, and it was another channel, a different Doppler radar system. And they had this thing pasted on the screen, and they were watching it. I mean, they were focused right at that area where you're located. And as it was coming across the lake area, just as I was talking to you, I went back in there and watched what they were saying. And they, in fact, had a tornado warning. And they said it's going to hit this area, so I don't explain too much dramatics on where you're exactly located, but they say it's going to hit this area. Take cover if you're in this area. I mean, they were making this announcement all across Ohio. Well, just then, they came back and they said, one guy was talking to him, and he said, did you see that? He said, it's like it was on this line right here, and he said it just went immediately northward over the lake. And I came back in and was telling you about that. I'd never seen anything like that, but they actually seen this thing move just as you had said what you said about the storm to go north of you, and it did, and in fact, it dropped, what, 2-inch size hail into the Lake Erie and completely missed Cleveland and went out and blew itself out as it went over towards Canada. So, you know, there are ways of doing this, but that was amazing that just as you had said that, in fact, that storm, that funnel, that they had on Doppler radar, in fact, moved from where you were at right there at the shoreline area immediately north to you.
And they had a tornado warning.
Half a mile.
Yeah.
You had a tornado warning. They had a funnel system. They had a funnel cloud spotted. Yes.
Okay. Now, that was verified by you on television, and all I did was go outside and command the weather. I pointed in the direction it should go. That's all I did. And I went back inside, and we didn't get any rain even. I mean, we had tornado warnings. We didn't even get rain, not a drop, in this area. Now, you recall the Gulf incident. We had a hurricane follow up on the Gulf spill, as they like to call it, and they had dire warnings about it hitting land and causing all this major destruction. And it kind of fizzled out. And the next one went up the north coast, or I should say the east coast, it headed north up the east coast.
Correct.
But that was approaching the Florida Keys at the time. Okay. Same situation there. So this can be done. A lot of people can do it. Can everyone do it? No. But we can come to a place in our consciousness and our realization of who we really are, that we can accomplish these things. You can put your intention on this and chemtrails and cause them to go away, cause them to be ineffective. They couldn't spray enough chemtrail juice in the skies to keep up with how we can mitigate them.
Well, Don, just to add, it's not something that you send a membership fee in for. It's not something you subscribe to. You don't have to believe in a certain religion. You don't have to really do anything except you, in fact, have faith. You just have faith that we can push this storm, this low-pressure system, off the East Coast, and we did. Because I remember being on your show or True Odd show. I'm not certain which one it was. I remember us talking about that. I think he was on your show. But we talked about that, and it did. It moved off the coast because there was some people in the New Jersey area and all that that, in fact, were kind of like in relief because we're able to do that. But we'd done nothing. So that's what I'm saying. With this weather manipulation, which is what is occurring, there's no such thing as natural weather, ladies and gentlemen. There's no such thing as that anymore. They have so corrupted the Coriolis forces, the sun's energy at the surface of our planet. They've so corrupted that with every kind of artificial means. And then the atmosphere itself has been corrupted, even electromagnetically. But there's no such thing as natural weather. They can move entire masses of this energy in the form of water and dump it on Pakistan or dump it down south somewhere and have snowstorms or, in fact, create melting conditions or extreme cold conditions around Antarctica, but it's way north into South America. They can create these conditions, but we can, in fact, will them to change just by hearing about it, just by thinking about it in that thing that you're calling with a passion, with a faith, with love.
Oh yeah, there's no technology that can outdo what the spirit can do. There's absolutely none. There will never be a technology to replace the spirit of God that's within us.
Praise the Lord.
I want to play another song here before we wrap up the show with some final comments on this topic. This is Little Feet talking about all that you dream. Dr. Mike Castle, I know you like guitar very much, and you like blues and that funky stuff. Your impressions on what that song had to say?
Well, first of all, I like the music a lot. And of course, I've always played guitar. I've been playing guitar since I've been 13 years old. And I'm a whole lot older than that. But I've played in these little rock bands when I was a kid, and garage bands, and up to the local firehouse and kids, and you know, during high school, yeah, we even won the Battle of the Bands one year, you know, playing at the high school. Oh, that was during the Beatles, and all those were good times. But I've always played lead guitar, and so when it comes to guitar, I get into it. Matter of fact, I fall away from what's being said and just put my fingers in motion in my own mind and my own heart. because I just love playing guitar. And I play a 12-string, too. That's what I play now. But impressions about love, I don't think that anything could impress me more than just the concept of love coming from music. Because, see, love can only exist in peace. And music can only exist in peace, too, if it has harmonics. And those harmonics, in fact, need to transfer that thing called love. It can. It can take you back to a time in your childhood or in the past, and you love those times. That heartstrings, in fact, are there from back then. However you could interpret love back then. But you had a love for something. So in this context of today and this planet, Don, this planet Earth, until I knew you and started listening to what you were saying about the galaxy of Hendon and General Jeremiah, it just all coalesced in my mind. And I'm a chemist, okay? But now I'm a naturalist chemist. And it all fits. Everything fits so clearly is that this galaxy and this universe is created with love. And that love is from God the Creator. And His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that's what I know and I feel in my heart because, in fact, that is love. That is the purest form of love that one can even imagine. I understand that in His presence, it's like you're just like reduced.
You're consumed.
You're consumed by this force. It's not hurt you. It's probably the most joyous thing that you could ever experience and because it's coming from your heart.
Yeah, we're not talking about a reptilian appetizer here.
A sweetie, huh? Well, anyways, Don, I don't want to go on too much about that, but I appreciate the opportunity to express some of this thing. But music is a form of, is it communication? Well, there's not a whole lot needs to be said if you use music, in fact, to let your soul come out a little bit.
Yeah.
But be forewarned, guard your soul, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a whole bunch out there that want to take it.
Yeah. You know, the crux of this message, Dr. Mike, in every instance we can look at, whether it's the TSA, it's the firing of a missile, chemtrails, this is being done as an affront, as an assault upon humanity and the animals and the plants around the world, the oceans and all the fish in the seas and the diversity of life throughout the planet. It's all being affected. I wonder how much this spraying has to do with all the depleted uranium in the atmosphere. You know, they could secretly be trying to reduce that or knock it down. However, there's no reason to put red and white blood cells and bacteria into the chemtrails, is there?
Erythrocytes, no. That's something Cliff Carnicom did, in fact, discover years ago. It never made sense to anyone. I talk with Cliff very rarely, but I read his papers. Fine man, a fine battler of the chemtrails. Him and I, in fact, have been doing this for about the same amount of time. I stood on the in front of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base with Clifford Carnicom at the podium railing, and that was in 2001, and we were in front of the main gate at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So Clifford Carnicom and I and so many others have been at this for so long, and we've discovered things that, in fact, just are horrible. It makes you have nightmares. It puts you almost into a spin of depression because you start looking at what they're doing and they're thinking, how could they possibly not know what they're doing?
Yeah.
But they're everywhere. So, you know, it's got nothing to do with it except the title of the paper I wrote in 2003, The Methodic Demise of Natural Earth. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. It will kill and extinct everything that is a living life form on this planet. And these beings that we keep referring to, They do not care. That's why they've been kicked out of every galaxy that they've ever been in. And they're at it again, and they're here.
That's the crux of tonight's show, is that we're allowing ourselves to be subjected to all this, and the argument is over whether or not it's being done. I mean, that's insane. See it being done. And who's doing it, and who's paying for it, who's authorizing it, and, you know, who's the enemy, really?
Right.
None of that matters. If you take things into your own hand, all you have to do is will them away. And it's really not that difficult.
If one is in the right spirit, let's just say, if they just quickly think about maybe their youth and the things that they've done, and the things that were good, and the things that they, in fact, were where they were at their prime, when they were their best, and not in the process of causing injury or consternation or harm to another living being or any living being that's beyond human, okay?
Or seeing just, himself as victimized, too.
Okay, yeah. If they just bring themselves to a moment, just to a moment, and realize that we seem to be powerless to do any of these things that are going on around us, when if at that moment, if we just realize that we can change everything just by our intention. Don, that's what you've been saying for years now. I've heard you say it yourself. And most people don't catch on to that word. I said many of years now, a moment occurs in completely disrespect for what's called time. It defies time. A moment occurs everywhere in this galaxy, everywhere in this universe at the same exact moment that escapes time. That's the same with intentions. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's your intentions at that moment that, in fact, can do things that no, they don't want us to know. I hate to sound like that guy on TV that sells that book all the time, but you know, it's something that they do not want you to know. We've all been trained to think this way. That's what you can break out of and not say a word. You can say a prayer. You can say a silent prayer if you, in fact, have faith in a creation. And if you don't, hey, have a nice day. I got nothing else to say to you.
Well, Dr. Mike, we have to wrap up the show, but I want to thank you for being on. And your input was very much appreciated by me, and I'm sure by many of the listeners. We have a holiday coming up this Thursday, and I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for your contribution to Evident Footprints throughout the course of the month of November. And want to look forward to having you on this December.
I appreciate it very much, Don, and the same to you, my friend. You have a joyous Thanksgiving, and I know you are. And I am the same way. I'm thankful for just what I got, and I don't ever go out and count anything either. I just praise God and praise Jesus for the blessings that He gives us every single day. I don't care what it is. It's just it's a breath of air. Okay, well, I'm working on trying to clean that up. Stop the chemtrails. Well, we're all working on things like that. So you have yourself a good holiday, and I'm not going to use the word deserve or earn, but you just have yourself a good holiday, and I appreciate every time and honor to come on your show, because like I said at the beginning of the show, I get to talk to the whole galaxy from here. You know, I thought I was joyous the day that I, in fact, was in CB radio and got to talk to Kangaroo Charlie 95 from Richmond, Indiana on my CB radio. Hey, never did I ever think that, in fact, I'd get to talk to the entire galaxy at Hendon. Well, anyways, across the world and the galaxy of Hendon, may the many blessings and joys come to you this day at this moment. Thank you, Don. Have a good evening.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's special guest, Dr. Michael Castle. I want to thank Windtalkers Radio Network around the world for broadcasting Evident Footprints, either live or in an archive, over at BBS Radio tonight on the sound. I want to thank Don Newsom, Don and Doug Newsom, for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my guest will be none other than one of the most popular webmasters in the world, Mr. Ken Adachi. That's going to be a great show tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.